We are starting a new Masechta B'siyata D'Shmaya, Masechtas Erevin, and we are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We're starting with the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off talking about a tikkun of a Mavui, to make that the Mavui will be mutter to carry in it, to be able to carry in it different items in the Mavui. Now, what is a Mavui? A Mavui is similar to what we have, like a cul-de-sac. You have a bunch of houses there, and the houses have yards in front of it. And then you have this little street that will lead them out to Rishus HaRabim, into the public domain. Now, in those days, they had a wall around three sides of the Mavui, and then the fourth side was open to HaRabim to get out. And in those walls, there were doors to go into each chatzar, each person's chatzar, and each person's courtyard was open to a couple of houses. The courtyard was open to a couple of houses. Now, Midah arise, so a Mavui is really like a Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because Midaraisa, if you have three mechitzes, it's enough. Three walls is a Midaraisa or a Rishus HaYachid. But Chazal saw that people will get mixed up, get confused, and think that since a lot of people use this thing, and it's open also on one side, so people will think, oh, you're allowed to carry here, you're allowed to carry Rishus HaRabim. So in order not to get mixed up with Rishus HaRabim, they instituted a takana that you have to make a lechi or a kaira on the opening of this mavi, and that will allow you to carry in the mavi. And that's besides for another halacha that you'll need an erev called the erev chaseris or shetufim avayos to make it all into one rishus, but that's later on in the masechta. But here we're talking about how to make it into rishus yachid. You need a lechi or a kaira. A lechi is a vertical post, and a kaira is a horizontal post on top. That's a lechi and a kaira. And they put it there for a hacker to realize that this is not a Rishus HaRabim, this is a Rishus HaYachid. That's why Rashi learns that really it's a mechitzah, the Gemara where a lechi or kaira is for the hacker, or maybe it's like a mechitzah, it's like a start of a mechitzah, so it's like a fourth wall. It's in place of a fourth wall. So the halacha is a mavi needs a lechi or a kaira. And our Mishnah starts off, instead of starting off with the halachas, starts off with the height of how high is the maximum that this kaira could be. The top tais is already asks, why don't we start with telling you the halachas of a mavi, and then tell me how high it could be. Tosfos says, because it wants to be parallel to Masechta Sukkah, there also it starts off with the height of the schach, so we wanted to start off this Masechta the same way. Zakt the Mishnah, mavi shu gevoya l'mayla me'esrim amma, a mavi that you put the kaira higher than 20 amas, because the mavi, the walls were higher than 20 amas, the way you put the kaira is on top of the walls, you put it horizontally top of the wall. So now it was above Esrim Amma. The halach is Yemayit. It should make it lower because it's not a hecker. It's too high. You can't see it. We find other times in Shas, we find Mechanic in areas, we find by the Schach, that if it's above 20 Amas, you can't see it. 20 Amas is approximately between 35 and 40 feet, and it's very high. You can't see it. And therefore, they were Mesakin that you should make it within 20 Amas, this Kairah. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tzarech, Yehuda says you can make it less than 20 Amas, higher than 20 Amas. You don't have to Yemayit it. You can put it even higher than 20 Amas. It's not a problem. So that's in the height of the of this doorway that has the kaira. What about the width? The doorway of the kaira of the mavui cannot be wider than 10 amas. That's like 16 to 20 feet. It can't be wider than that. But if you make a tzuras ha-pesach, which means we make two lechis, two vertical posts with a post on top of it, with a kaira on top of it, like what we know as the Erev, the Tzuras HaPesach, then Af Bishurach Mes Amis Ein Tzarech L'Mayit. Even if it's wider than 10 Amis, it's fine because that could be B'makom a wall. That's like a wall of Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore, even if it's wider than 10 Amis, you don't have to be B'mayit. And Rashi explains again that the Mavi is Rosh Hashanah Medaraisa, because it says Rosh Hashanah needs, first of all, 16 Amis wide, and usually a Mavi was not 16 Amis wide. Also, Rosh Hashanah has to be Mefulish, has to be open on both ends. And since a Mavi is not open on both ends, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. It's really Rosh Hashanah Medaraisa. And only Medarabanon do you need a Lechi and a Kaira. So, Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is a common discussion, a lot of discussion with Masechta Sukkah compared to Masechta Erevin. And we'll come back a few times, Sukkah to Erevin, as the next two blot evolve. Zok the Gemara. Tan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah. Sukkah shi gavaya lemaila me'esrim amma. A sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is psula. A sukkah also, you have to realize the schach, which says, a man yedidar yisechem shebesukkah is a shafti, as b'nei Yisrael, that you have to know that you're in a sukkah. And therefore, there's the same halacha, that the schach has to be within 20 amas of the floor so you can be able to see it. Tan hasam sukkah shi gavaya lemaila me'esrim amma, psula, it's pasul. Rav Yehuda machshu, who holds kasha? So our Gemara's question is in the Lashon. Now, why over there by a sukkah it says if it's higher than 20 amas, the Tanakhama says psula. Why didn't the Tanakhama say the same lashon like us? You might make it lower. Why is it lashon psula? Maisto gabi sukkah the tani psula, but gabi mavi tani the kanta. Why by sukkah is eloshin psula, and by mavi is eloshin of yemai? It gives you a takana, gives you a etza. And for the Gemara, sukkah the raisa tani psula. Sukkah is mitzvah the raisa, it says eloshin psula. Mavi does the rabbanon tani the kanta. Mavi is only the rabbanon. It says yemai. Don't say eloshin psula. So Rashi explains the reason like this: that sukkah is midatayir already. We know from Moshe Rabbeinu already that you have to make a schach within 20 amos. So the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah that if it's above 20 amos, it's possible. But here, the whole takana d'rabbanan is to make a kaira. It doesn't make sense to say psula if we didn't tell you the takana right now. This is the time we're telling you about this whole halacha. So we're saying the way to do it is yamayit. And therefore, since it's all we're telling you, we're introducing the halacha now, it doesn't pass to say psula. Tosfos actually argues on this pshat, doesn't like this pshat, he has kashas from other places, and he says a different pshat. That sukkah is medaraisa, so there it's more chumra. It's deraisa, passes lashon of psula, that's possible. By deraisa, you can say lashon of psula, a stronger lashon, a stronger lashon. Mashainkain, by the rabbana, you say yema'it, which is more, it's mashra, it's a chumra, the whole kairan, yema'it, make it lower. It's a better lashon. That's Tosfos pshat. But the Rashi pshat and Tosfos pshat, what the Gemara means, psula, that psula by deraisa, the rabbana, say yema'it. That's one teretz. But by you say another teretz, that if you look in the mishnah of sukkah, there's other things besides the Ma'alam Esra Amma that says it's possible. It says the Ma'alam Esra Amma is possible. It says if it's lower than 10 Tfachim, it's possible. If it only has three walls, it's possible. It doesn't have three walls, it's possible. It needs at least three walls. If it's two walls, it's possible. And it says if it's more sun than shade, it's also possible. So the Mishnah, they want to say one word that encompasses everything. This word says psula. But if you had to say a takana, you would have to say this one yemayit, this one make higher, this one make another wall, this one put more schach. Therefore, I wanted to say, like Rashi says, the olam yeshana odam aderech ksara, the tamid aderech ksara. You always should teach your tamidim in a short way, in a concise way. Therefore, it says lashon psula over there. It doesn't give a takana. But here in our mishnah, there's only one halacha. Therefore, it says a takana. Let's read it inside. Everybody say my derais and amitar takana. By derais also, we would say a takana of yemayit. It wouldn't say lashon psula. But Ella sukkah the nefisha mila sukkah has a lot of halachos. Pasik v'tanei psula. It says one lashon psula because we want to include all the halachos. Mavi lo nefesh mila. There's only one halach here. Tani tekanta. It says the lashon of meat. So the Gemara vayta. Gemara now is going to speak about the makar and the machloikis Tanakam Rabbi Huda. Why by mavi is it 20 amos minimum? And according to Rabbi Huda, maximum. And Rabbi Huda holds you can even do more than 20 amos. What's the pshat? And the machloikis is going to be according to Rav. Not so much about Hekka. According to Rav, it sounds like he learns that the din of Lechi and Kaira is more of a din mechitza. It's more of a din that it's part of a door, making a wall. And therefore, it's totally, if it's normal to have a doorway this size. That's what for Rav will be the beer hamachlekes, because we're both learning that won't be as, they're both learning it's not as Hekka, it's more as mechitza. And the shaila is, what's called a doorway or not? If it's too high, maybe it's not called a doorway anymore. So that's the bia machlekes. Because the Gemara explains from Pesukim. The Chachamim learned the halacha, that 20 amos maximum. He learned that from the Pesach of the Heichel and the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yehuda lo yamdu ala pischa shel ulam. Rav Yehuda learns it from the doorway of the ulam. Now, in front of the Heichel, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was something called the Ulam. It was this high binyan, this high building right in front of the Heichel. And it could be it had a part of the Heichel, and that's really what the Gemara is going to explain now. So you had the Heichel, in the Heichel was housed the Mizbeach Hazav and the Menorah and the Shulchan. And in front of the Heichel was a taller structure, and that was called the Ulam. So the Rabbanon learned out from Heichel. Who learns out from Ulam? The Tanai. We went to the Mishnah. Pischa shel Heichel. What was the doorway, the size of the door of the Heichel? Gavoy esim amma v'rochvei eser. The height was 20 amas and the width was 10 amas. So hence, that's Pshat our Mishnah that says that more than 20 amas, you can't put a kaira there because a doorway, the biggest doorway you find in the Torah is a 20 amma high doorway and 10 amas wide. Vishal Ulam, the structure in front of the Heichel was Gavoya Abama, was 40 Amos high, Varach Vayasar Amos, it was 20 Amos wide, so it was Kamel Fizeh, the Fear of Yehuda, the limit should be 40 Amos high and 20 Amos wide. Vishnei Mikra Echadarshu, both Yehuda and Chom both learn out from the same Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vishachtu Pesach Hayomayid, you see, we call the Pesach of the Heichel and of the Ulam, we call it a Pesach, a door. That the Hegel and Ulam are two different kedushas, two different dinim. And therefore, when it says the Shecht Pesach Ha'amayim is dafka the Pesach of the Hegel, not the Pesach of the Ulam. You see, you only find the Lashon Pesach on the Hegel. You don't find Lashon Pesach on the Ulam. Therefore, the Rabbanan say the limit is 20 amos maximum. Rabbi Yehuda saw a Hegel and Kedusha Achasi. Both Hegel and Ulam have the same Kedusha. And it says the Shachtu Pesach on the Maid. It's going on the Ulam also. So you call it Pesach. Even 40 Amos so high, it's still called a Pesach. Vichikse Pesach on the Maid. That's the Bible. So it says it on both. That's one pshat in the Bia Machlaikis. But why is it? No, everyone agrees. The Shachtu Pesach on the Maid means the Hegel. But Rabbi Yehuda found a different pasuk that says that the Ulam is called a Pesach. The both are separate. Kedusha and the Shachtu Pesach on the Maid definitely means the Hegel, not the Ulam. V'hocha, in a time, why does Rehuda hold they could go up to 40 Amos, like a Ulam, by the time of Rehuda, the Chsiv, El Pesach, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, El Pesach Ulam HaBayis. It says El Pesach Ulam HaBayis. You see, we call the Ulam a Pesach. V'rabbono, I have a Chsiv, if it's a Pesach Ulam, could it come? You're right. Hashto the Chsiv, El Pesach Ulam HaBayis. What it means is a Bayis HaPsuch L'Ulam. It means the Bayis is open to the Ulam, which means the Hechel. Now, to understand this Gemara, you really have to speak out Tosis' question. Tosis has a question. He says that in Yecheskel, there is no pasuk that says a Pesach Ulam Habayis. There's one pasuk that says a Ulam Habayis, another pasuk says a Pesach Habayis. And the Rabbi Yehuda says it's talking about the same thing, so you could read it like a Pesach Ulam Habayis, that means the Pesach of the Ulam. But the Rabbanon say back, if it said that pasuk, then you'd be right. But now that it says Ulam Habayis and Pesach Habayis, so you say it's Ulam of the Bayis, which is the Hegel, and Pesach HaBayis, which is the Pesach of the Hegel. And it's not a Raya anymore that Ulam is called a Pesach. That's what Baron Taina back. But we all know, since it's talking about the same thing, so it's Ki'ilu, it said Pesach Ulam HaBayis. You see, even on Ulam, it's called a Pesach. So Ad Kan Rav's explanation in the Machloikis of the Chom Rav Yehuda, and the Machloikis is you learn that from the Hegel or the Ulam, and either Pshad is, the Machloikis is of Ulam, it's called Kedusha Achas together with the Hegel, or he has a separate pasuk for Ulam. But now, the Gemara has a different question. The Gemara says on Rav, if everyone learns it out from the pasuk of Shachtu Pesach Oyel HaMoyed, that it says Pesach by the Hegel, and that's how you know that you get up at 20 Amos. Break the Gemara question. Well, Kiksiv, Hai Mishkan, Kiksiv, the pasuk of Shachtu Pesach Oyel HaMoyed, so we went to Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, how high was the door? Only 10 Amos high, because the Kroshim only 10 Amos high. So if you're learning it from Shachtu Pesach, it's called a Pesach, it should only be a limit, a maximum of 10 Amos, not 20 Amos, because the pasuk of Shachtu Pesach Oyel HaMoyed is not talking about the Beis HaMikdash. And for the Gemara, Ashka Mishkan Dikri Mikdash Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. Since we find the Psukim that Mikdash is called Mishkan and Mishkan is called Mikdash, therefore they're learnt out from each other. And therefore the Pasuk V'Shachtu Pesach Oyel HaMoyed is going also on the Mikdash. Also on the Mikdash. And what's the Raya to that? Before we show you the Makar that Mishkan is called Mikdash and Mikdash is called Mishkan, what's the Raya that we have to be that Pasuk is talking about also the base of Mikdash? L'Yitema Achi, Ha'odam Arhudam HaShmuel, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, Shlom Shachrim Koyim Sichas Das HaHechel. If you shech the Shlomim before they open the doors to the Hechel, it's Psulim. How do we know that? Shnema, it says in the Pasuk, V'shachtu Pesach Oyel HaMoyed. V'zman Shepsuchim V'loim V'zman Shenulim. That you have to shech the Shlomim when the Oyel HaMoyed's doors are open. Now, we know that Halacha applies also to the Beis HaMikdash. L'chari, how do we know that? Only Pasuk by Mishkan. Teretz is, V'halki Ksiv Ha'i B'Mishkan. That Pasuk is by Mishkan. Ksiv Ela Eshcha, Mikdash Dirke Mishkan, Mishkan Dirke Mikdash. So it must be that we find, since we find Mikdash is called Mishkan, and Mishkan is called Mikdash, therefore they're interchangeable, and therefore learned from each other, and that's how you know that Shacht V'Ezach HaMari means Shlomim, you can't Shecht until you open the doors of the Hechel. And Taisis discusses, we know, that the shlom has to be after the oila, the tamid, the oila is tamid. It goes first every morning, and you need to open the hechel for that anyway. So what's in the gear shlomim? Taisa has different terutzim. Says maybe that halacha is only the gabi aktara. The halacha the oila has to be first, only gabi aktara, not the gabi shchita. Ayin the bottom taisa. But Zotik Gemara discusses now where do we find Mishkan's called mikdash and Mishkan's called mikdash and Mishkan's called Mishkan. Where do we find that? So the Gemara Bishlam and Mikdash the Ikrim Mishkan. Bishlam that Mikdash is called Mishkan. The Chsiv it says in the pasuk in the Teichecha. This is in the brachas of the Teichecha right before the Teichecha. It says Sati Mishkani b'Teichechem lo sigal nafshi eschem. And like Rashi points out, we're already in the Oil Moed. This pasuk said in the Oil Moed, Hashem says, "A haftacha that I'm going to put the Mishkan in your midst." What do you mean? You're talking from the Mishkan now. So it must be it's going on the Beis HaMikdash. When it says, "V'nasati Mishkan b'soichem," means the Beis HaMikdash. So we see, we call the Beis HaMikdash Mishkan. El Mishkan, the Ikri Mikdash Menolon. Where do we find that the Mishkan is called Mikdash? Says in the pasuk, "V'nasu akahosim," that the Bnei Kahos, they carry noise. It says noise hamikdash. They carry the mikdash. What do you mean? They were carrying the mishkan. It says noise hamikdash. Kimos hamishkan advayam. So we see that it's called mikdash. We see that the mishkan is called mikdash. Zok the Gemara, top of base on base. No, ahuba aron ksev. The reason why it's called mikdash is because they carried the aron, and that was the most mekudesh thing, and therefore. It's called Mikdash. We don't find that Mishkan itself is called Mikdash. So it's still fair. Where do we find the Mishkan, which means the edifice they built in the Midbar, where do you see that's called Mikdash? El Mihach, this Pasuk. The Pasuk Parashat is true, it says, V'also li Mikdash Shechanti B'Soichah. Most of the Mishkan B'Soichah teaches us that the Mishkan is called Mikdash. V'also li Mikdash Shechanti B'Soichah.